You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender.
Back.
Chris Bissonette is in the house. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. And if I had my buttons going correctly here this morning.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
There we go. Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, we are celebrating today. We do that every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Look at the celebrations for today. Let's see what's going. Put red faders or just below. Well, that's where we got the red faders down. Okay, so let's see if that's is it a little better, Josh? Okay, there we go. So let's try it. You know, it's live radio when you get these direct cues from engineers, right? Telling you, hey, take a look at your board dummy, which is me. Right. So he can get all this stuff running as long as I follow his instructions. Celebrating today, National Be an Angel Day. Never been better. Now, this is probably for our engineer, Josh, and our guest today, Chris, because both of them will probably have to deal with this one sooner than I will. National Tooth Fairy Day. Oh. Yes, that one's probably on the horizon.
Yes, I've already done it.
You've already been there? Okay.
Yes.
So I guess you can tell that I'm old. It's been a long time since I've had to deal with the tooth fairy or been the tooth fairy, either one. Having beaten anorexia, though, today is also National Pecan Tort Day. National Pecan Tort Day. Okay. Now, if it's something good to eat, can we put a little whipped cream or Cool Whip on top of that? Maybe a little vanilla ice cream? Yeah, that looks like the way to do it. Let's take a look at what's going on in the markets today, what's going on in the world. So markets, right? We've got the interest rates are still at near record lows, still having a lot of trouble with getting enough supply of houses for those people that want to buy houses. That's been a common denominator for at least the last year or so. So we've been chatting about that. We've been watching that for you and talking a little bit about that. Hey, if you're thinking about setting a game plan for making money, we had a seminar. Did you come to the seminar last week? There was quite a few people here that we were chatting with. So we just talked about it earlier in the week. We did a broadcast. Yes, if you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv, any of our social channels, you can actually see any of our midweek programming. And you can also see a program we did, I think it was last week on Wednesday. Go to Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube, last Wednesday, on how you can develop in a 15-year window, 15 years, a $400,000 a year potential appreciation on real estate. $400,000 a year, yeah, it takes you a 15-year plan. Are you old enough to put together a 15-year plan? Are you young enough? I mean, you know, somebody like me, that's going to put me right in the golden age. Now, you're a little younger than me, Chris. 15 years from now, it'd be a nice time to retire, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I could use an extra $400,000 a year.
$400,000, yeah, not bad, right? Just a thought for you. Hey, problem solver segment this morning. We like to get into the problem solving. Loan limit on VA loans. So we have that was a question that came in throughout the week. Is what is the loan limit on VA loans? Two answers here. Well, actually, it's an answer with some extra information. So the limit is there. The answer is there's no limit on the VA loan now. There are different lenders or investors who have overlays, and they say, well, we don't want to lend quite unlimited amounts, so we're going to set a limit. So what that really means is they are the ones that are not allowing it, not the Veterans Administration. So the VA loan does allow for an unlimited loan amount for our veterans. Thank you for your service. Now, the one caveat there that you do have to be aware of is your paperwork from the Veterans Administration between your DD-214 and the Certificate of Eligibility must show that you have full entitlement. So full entitlement, that is the issue there. So if you're, don't let anybody tell you that there's a better loan. Well, I shouldn't say that. For 90% of the world of veterans, there's not a better loan on the market than the VA loan. So for our veterans, you've earned it. You deserve it. This is the best loan on the market for 99% of our veterans. Next problem solver item, commission income. A lot of people are out there on commission earnings and moving around the country. And they hear a lot of people say, well, if you move around the country, you're not going to qualify to get a loan based on your commission income.
Do they have to use stated there?
No, well, here's the issue. It's not necessarily the truth. There are some instances where going from a commission job that you've had for an extended period of time to a new commission job where maybe you've only been on the job 3 or 6 months, here's the idea. You don't necessarily have to be there for years like many people think. So here's the way it works. If you've been on the new job, and you've got increasing income. I'm hoping that if you move from one job to another job, it's because you're making more money. But if you've got increasing income, you can document it. Most of the time, 6 months. Sometimes it can be done in 3 months. You can use the commission income from the new job. Now, it means that both jobs were commission-based. You've got a history of commission-based. Probably same type of work, maybe a car salesman, maybe financial services, whatever that might be.
Have to kind of stay in the same industry, I think, right?
Pretty similar industries, right? I mean, you're not going to go from being a used car dealer to on commission for selling plastic surgery. Might not quite be the same.
They would have to use stated there.
Then they can go to bank statements and various other types of incomes. Right, absolutely. So there are programs out there for you. That's the idea. That's our main concept in our problem-solving segment is just to say, hey, you know something? If you've got a scenario, if you've got questions, don't just listen to the first person that says no. Because I'll tell you, so especially the big banks, got to love them dearly. They do. They serve a good purpose in some instances. But here's the part of it. Go into the stagecoach and ask them what the blue guys are doing today. They don't know. They know what they like. There's one of the big banks. They're on every corner here in Southern California. I don't know why they have a bank on all four corners in some locations. But you go in there and they don't know what the others are doing, right? They know what their services are. They're a big bank, right? Why do I need to know what the other guy is doing when I'm the big guy? Or maybe I've got the American flag on my sign and my logo. Why do I need to know what the stagecoach is doing, right? The bottom line is they don't need to because they're only offering one product. There's a lot of people, and in many instances, I like the idea of going to independents. Not just because that's what we are, but we can actually act as a personal shopper, right? We can be out there as the personal shopper for you and check with 20, 30, 40 different institutions, right? Sometimes one of the institutions, there is one right now, they don't like self-employed borrowers. That's their deal. They have a very, very high premium on self-employed borrowers. You don't get to get a loan from them. And if you only went to them, you'd think, oh, interest rates are crazy. Where's Ron coming up with these interest rates? And as you know, we record our programs on Wednesday morning, so I don't have the Freddie Mac rate that's going to come out tomorrow. But last Thursday, the Freddie Mac rate was 2.87% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. Right? And you go into the bank and they say, well, Mr. Jones, it's going to be 4.5. You scratch your head and go, well, they said 2.87 for Freddie Mac. Sorry, you don't qualify for that rate. Well, you don't qualify for that rate at that institution. There are many other institutions where you would qualify for that rate. If you meet all those guidelines, I mean, that is a baseline rate. But if you meet all the guidelines to get that, yes, you do qualify. But that institution doesn't like that one part of your package, right? So they just price it so that it's unattractive. Call them a personal banker, right? Or a mortgage banker, which is what our friends at Geneva Financial are. And they might say, okay, well, we're not going to go to that institution. We're going to go to the other institution that likes self-employed borrowers. And oh yeah, guess what? They're going to get a much better rate, right? So don't take no for the first answer. Problem solving segment for you. And being that we can do it, let's take a look at, well, maybe we'll save that for a little later on in the broadcast. I don't want to do our better home segment right now. We'll get that later on in the broadcast. But let's chat a little bit. Our friend Chris Bissonette is in the house. We've got a lot to talk about. It's been a while since you've been on.
Yeah, maybe 6 months. Was it 6 months?
Yeah, something like that. It's been a while. So
yep. Right in the thick of things with the pandemic was the last time.
I don't want to cause trouble with you, but I rumor has it you might have gone to see some ball game. Who won that ball game?
On Saturday night. Yeah, Raiders Seahawks at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. It was a great experience. It was down in the Wynn Field Club. It was just awesome. It was their first fan event for a Raider game in Vegas. So it was
spectacular. It might be the last. Oh, no, that's it.
No, they're still doing it as long as you're fully vaxxed. They announced that yesterday that they're the first team to require that. So.
Oh, and that's special. So who won the game?
Raiders won. It was preseason, so it's not that big of a deal, but it was a very cool experience. It was a very cool stadium. I mean, it's well done.
Really? So have you been to SoFi yet?
I have. I did go to their Rams Chargers. They had Rams had a 6,000 person little VIP event. So I went and checked that out a few months ago.
Must be nice to be a VIP.
I was on some list.
He's a special person.
Yeah, but it's very cool. But the problem with that place is the parking. My friends went Saturday night. It was $150 to park.
What? Really? $150 to park? Now,
yep, that's what he paid.
Yeah, that's staggering.
That's a stinger.
Yeah, and what other options are there? I mean,
well, I guess the stadium itself at SoFi, you had to prepay, so then he had to park across the street in a structure, and it was $150 and up. He said was the price.
Wow.
So, remember that one?
Now, when you went to the game, did you drive or did you walk?
No, I parked. I stayed at the Luxor, and the Luxor you walk over, and they even had a tailgate in the parking lot. But it was really well done how they had it.
Nice.
Very cool.
Even that won't make me become a Raider fan. That is not going to get me to be a Raider
fan. But you can be an Allegiant fan. Saturday night, Guns N' Roses are playing there. So,
Okay. So that's a little bit different. Yeah. So the Raiders must be out of town or something?
Well, I don't know. I think it's really just a big club is what this Allegiant is. It's a big club. It's really well done. It was great.
Wow. And they're not even paying us. For the plug that you're giving the stadium, boy, we should.
Well, I'll forward this to them. I'll send it to Mark Davis.
So. He'll probably. Well, you're a VIP, so it might get through, right? I mean, I'm just a guy that does a little radio here in the mornings every once in a while. What else have you been up to? I mean, out there helping people with some financial literacy?
Yes, exactly. So as you know, I have worked with a nonprofit, the Society for Financial Awareness, where we're spreading really education because the United States is in a financial literacy crisis, which only worsened during the pandemic. So just a couple quick points for your listeners. One, for small businesses, they should have gotten PPP loans. And if they did receive those, they should have them forgiven. So don't miss that part of it. And then second, there's still grant money available for small businesses. So they should be looking online or contacting their city and asking what free money is available to help my small business. So there's programs out there, just like mortgage forbearance and other things that can really help people that maybe were displaced by work or maybe they were laid off. And if they have questions, you can always reach out to me because I'm trying to help a lot of businesses get through this and get the money that they need.
Yeah, and you know something, when the government's giving, we know that there's no such thing as a free lunch, right? But the government is giving away this money. They've got it set aside, then somebody's going to get it. If you're out there paying your fair share and the government's got the money available, doesn't it make sense to go and do a little work online? I mean, it is Sunday morning. I know you probably haven't had your coffee yet, but go do a little bit of study time and see if it can help your business. If you're a small business owner, a lot of small business owners have taken it on the chin over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and they should contact the bank they have a business relationship with, so their business checking account with, is who they start with. I believe some of these programs are going to be gone by September 1st, so I definitely would look at it right now.
Yeah, get in on it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to chat a bit. We've got a featured home segment today. Not a featured home, a better outcome segment. Got Josh over there looking at what the heck's he up to this time. So we've got who's on your divorce team does really matter. We're going to talk about that. Real estate, it's still a lack of supply, not demand. We'll talk about that one. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Building your future wealth starts now. Take action and put your money to work for you instead of working for your money. Are you sitting on $100,000 of home equity? Realty Pro 100 has your solution. Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program may increase your net worth by $50,000 to $75,000 or more per year. Learn more about the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program by texting My Wealth Builder to 79564. Text My Wealth Builder to 79564. License DRE 02059058.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to BlueWaterCredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You've got the call, 800-306-1990. They will answer the phone. I love their mantra, right? It's home loans powered by humans, right? Think about that. It's on. You can't see it on the screen, on the banner right behind me over here, because it kind of gets blocked off by the desk.
And it's trademark.
Yeah, home loans powered by humans. Something with a little a different flair.
Versus a robot?
Versus a robot or a computer or a rocket ship or any of those kind of things. So think about those options, those opportunities with that. If you're not comfortable doing a loan by a robot or a computer, our friends at Geneva Financial, they do them with humans. So it's a nice concept there. Let's get a, how about a couple of terms. Now, we get into real estate, and there's always a confusion when we get into real estate transactions and lending and terms. So one of them that I love to see, and it's really crazy. I don't know if in the world of financial services and teaching your financial literacy, Chris, mm-hmm. use the same acronym for the exact same for different things.
Sometimes.
And it's, so it's always one to.
There is a lot of acronyms though, where sometimes I'll catch myself. And people are like, "Oh, what is that?" And I'm like, "Oh, I've got to not use the jargon, if you will."
Right. So
they say you're supposed to speak like you're talking to an eighth grader. I guess in sales, they kind of say because.
And I kind of fit that bill. So talk to me like I'm a CTC, right? So if you see the abbreviation CTC, it can mean two different things. So in one area, it means cash to close, which is not cash, which is kind of fascinating, right? Because you hear, okay, what is the, you might get a letter from a lender or from an escrow office, real estate agent, whatever, saying the CTC, and it says, $75,000. Then you say, okay, well, I don't have to go to the bank and get you $75,000 in cash. No, because we don't want cash. Well, what does CTC mean? Well, it means cash to close. But it really means wire transfer to close. So why would you say CTC? That's just one of the oddities.
It's an old school
term. Right? Old school term, right? It hasn't changed. So don't use any, we rarely use any cash, real cash. In any kind of a real estate transaction, any kind of a mortgage transaction. So cash to close is really what you're going to need to wire to the escrow company or the title company to close the transaction. It's going to be the difference between your, it's going to be you take your, whatever your down payment money is, add up any of the closing costs, any of your prepaid costs, any of the government costs, any of the third party costs, add all that together. Subtract anything you've already paid, your earnest money deposit, and that's what's going to be needed to close the transaction. So it's CTC, clear to close, cash to close. Now, the other one that you may see, and this is a pretty exciting day for many, many people. If you're buying a house, you might see, or if you're refinancing, you might see CTC, same acronym, but now they're talking about clear to close. Clear to close basically is saying that the underwriters cleared the file. They're the only one that can clear the file to go to funding and closing. So they've said, okay, this one's clear to close, Mrs. Jones. And they tell the lender, and then the lenders and the escrow and the realtors, they may all send something out, as Chris just mentioned, with professional jargon, right? And the professional jargon is confusing because you probably haven't bought a house or financed a house in the last couple of weeks. Right, so you may not be familiar with some of these different terms. So there's just two of them, same acronym, CTC, clear to close, cash to close, which really means wire transfer to close. And what I mean by wire transfer is you're going to go to your bank and you're going to initiate, or you can go online if they allow you to, initiate a transfer of funds from your account to the escrow or title company. Now, here's the big issue. Do not... please, please, please do not accept any email with instructions for wiring without calling the institution and confirming. And yes, that means picking up the phone, right? Pick up the phone and call somebody and talk to a human. I've heard too many cases where there's been hacking. Yes, not just from T-Mobile, right? But there's been hacking of people's email accounts. And they're able to go in and they send a note last minute and say, oh, it's a last second change. Please reroute your wire. Here's the routing and account number. And it's going someplace else. And you're doing it with a Federal Reserve Funds wire, not recallable, right? Ooh. Fed Funds wires are not recallable. So if that gets done, you're out all that money. What is it, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000? I know of one case where it was $90,000. The only reason that they didn't lose their money is the wire transfer was not initiated until after the Federal Reserve closed. So they were able to recall that because if it had gone through in the morning, they would have been out the money.
Wow, that's a new fraud.
Painful, painful. So that is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva, They've got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990. Continuing our conversation, Chris Bissonnette is in the house, Society for Financial Awareness. We're talking about financial literacy. So, Chris, when you talk about financial literacy, what are you talking about?
You know, just Americans understanding finances, I think, would be the best way to say that. And we are in a financial literacy crisis because there's just too much stuff coming at people today. 30 years ago, you had a pension, insurance was through work, that was about it. Today, you've got to buy, you know, do your own retirement plan, buy your own insurance. You got to worry about all these different fraud things and robo-advisors. And then there's just so many new things that you have to purchase today. How many different mortgage loan options are there today than there was maybe 30 years ago? So for most Americans, they're just lost financially, and they simply need education on how to manage that. And by doing that, they're going to feel better about their finances.
Information overflow. So here's one of the issues that we look at all the time, and I chat about this, and I just got it while we were on break. I got a message from one of the ladies on our education team. Jennifer sends me a note saying that she got a message from somebody that says, you're pre-approved for a $72,000 home equity line of credit. Ron, does this look legitimate? Well, and it says on there, no payments. Then right there, you start looking and saying, okay, well, there's no payments. That if it looks like it's too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. But now, what do we tell somebody? What is the conversation there? Well, in many instances, what that really is just people that are going down to the credit bureaus and they're buying your data, which is enough to drive me to drink. They go down and they're able to go online, buy your data, and they start selling out solicitations.
Especially when you buy or refinance a house, right? You get on the list and all of a sudden you start getting a bunch of them.
Exactly. It's crazy when that happens. Now, how do you get away from that?
Can you remove yourself from the list or
something? Optoutprescreen.com. Optoutprescreen.com. Have you registered there? Optoutprescreen.com. You have to do it every 5 years. And you can go on there, and basically what that does is takes you out from what they call trigger leads or from the bureaus selling your information. So think about that one. Make sure I recommend everybody, before you start doing anything, optoutprescreen.com. And when you get some of these different letters from places that make it seem like it's too good to be true, it probably is. This one says, lock in zero monthly payments permanently. Oh. So that tells me, okay, that means there's a balloon payment somewhere. Relax with maximum flexibility. No penalty. It's your home wealth they're trying to get at it. Secure your financial future, right? Think of it. And the offer expires September 30th.
That was a HELOC?
Yeah, well, that's what they're claiming it is. Break free from monthly payments.
If you're taking out the equity.
Yeah, 30 years is what they're saying. So really, you're going to get you're pre-approved. This one says $72,000. For 30 years with no payments.
How is that possible?
Right? So we've got our financial literacy coach. So you see something like this, Chris, just as a financial literacy coach.
Yes.
Any radars going up here?
Well, I'd have to investigate more because I've never personally seen anything like that where you can take money, withdraw money, but not pay it back. Like
How long have you been doing this?
I started the business in 94, so a long time.
Yeah, so you're 25 years in, never seen it.
Yeah, but again, that's part of the financial literacy crisis today. We're being bombarded.
Spoken like a true Raider fan.
Yeah, with like robocalls and all these mailers, and you've got to literally be on the lookout for fraud all the time. It's frustrating.
And so what is this company going to do? They're going to say, we need an application. Right? What does an application mean? Send us your name, address, social security number, birth date, where you've lived for the last 2 years.
Jesus, mother's maiden name.
Right? So anything else we need to send you so you can, and I don't know whether it's legit or not, but to me, my radar is up, right? You're not getting this information from me. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, got a better outcome segment. We're going to talk about who's on your divorce team. Does that matter? And real estate, it's still a lack of supply, not a lack of demand. All that and more. You can reach me anytime off air. Number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
What's your plan to beat inflation and protect and build your future wealth? If you're not sure, and if you would like to learn the secret of building wealth by utilizing your current assets with little or no risk, Realty Pro 100 has your solution. Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program may increase your net worth by $50,000 to $75,000 or more per year. Learn more about the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program by texting My Wealth Builder to 79564. Text My Wealth Builder to 79564. License DRE 02059058.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you own a luxury home or planning to purchase one? If so, your home may be your largest asset, but your mortgage may also be your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team is offering amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates in the 3%, and 15-year rates in the 2s. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com or call me directly. My number is 800-306-1990, licensed under NMLS 217037. Equal housing lender.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 018-869-452.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today. Being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. SLT Home Digest, 79564. The digest tells you exactly what the county recorder knows about your property and exactly what the market believes about your property. And yes, it is going to change every single month. One email a month, you're going to get it from the team and let you know what's going on with your property. Real estate is still a lack of supply, not a lack of demand. One of the major questions real estate experts are asking today is whether prospective home buyers still believe purchasing a home makes sense. Some claim rapidly rising home prices are impacting demand and, by extension, leading to the recent slowdown in sales activity. However, demand isn't the real issue. Instead, it's a lack of supply, homes available for sale. An article from the Wall Street Journal shows that this is true for new home construction. Quote, home builders have sold more homes than they can build. Now they're limiting their sales in an effort to catch up, unquote. The article quotes David Auld, CEO of D.R. Horton, the largest home builder by volume in the United States since 2002, explaining now, they don't have enough homes for the number of buyers coming into their model homes. Through history, to have somebody walk into our models and to tell them, quote, we don't have a house for you to buy today, unquote, is something that's foreign to us. Boy, if that got out to the financial services industry, do you imagine? D.R. Horton says, we can't sell you anything. But that's going to be great for their stock price. I digress. Danielle Hale, chief economist for Realtor.com, also explains that in existing home sale market, the slowdown in sales was a supply challenge, not a lack of demand. Responding to a recent uptick in listings coming to market, she notes, quote, if these changing inventory dynamics continue, we could see a wave of real estate activity heading into the latter part of the year, unquote. Again, the buyers are there. We just need houses to sell to them. If the slowdown in sales was the result of demand waning, we would start to see home prices begin to moderate. But this isn't the case. As Mark Fleming, chief economist for First American, explains, quote, there's a lot of conversation around rising prices, falling quantity in the house market. And there's this concept of this idea that it's a demand side problem. But if demand were falling dramatically, we would actually see less price pressure. We would see less price pressure and less home price growth. Instead, we're seeing price appreciation accelerate throughout this year, as evidenced by the year-over-year percentage increases reported by CoreLogic. January, 10%, February, 10.4%, March, 11.3%, April, 13%, May, 15.4%, June, 17.2%.
What are those percentages?
Those are the year-over-year percentage increases in housing.
So the recent one was up 17%
over 17.2% from June over June.
I think even more recently, it's jumped up a lot. So
yeah, and we don't even have July numbers yet.
I think July went up then because I've seen an explosion in real estate prices.
Isn't it crazy? Shortage of listings, not buyers, and there are three very good reasons for purchasers to still be interested in buying a home this year. Affordability is not the challenge some are claiming it to be. The home prices have risen dramatically over the last 18 months. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows because of these near record rates. Monthly mortgage payments are affordable for most buyers. Number two, owning a home is a better long-term decision than renting. Number three is owners build their wealth. Renters build their landlord's wealth. Interesting concept right there. In 94% of the markets, there was a greater than 10% increase in median price. That means if you bought a $400,000 home in one of those markets, your net worth increased by at least $40,000. If you rented, the landlord was the recipient of the wealth increase. Bottom line, for many reasons, housing demand is still extremely strong. What we need is more supply. That's houses that want people that want to sell their house. If you're in this thought process, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Continuing our conversation, Chris Bissonnette is in the house. We're chatting with him about financial literacy. And one of the topics that we talk about with Chris on a regular basis, college planning.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Well, you know, I have no problem with it, Chris.
It's behind you now?
It's behind me. That's why I have no problem with it.
And it was different then, probably different prices, I'm sure.
Yeah, prices were different. You help as well as helping a lot of different people. You've got this on your horizon. You just mentioned that in the earlier segment.
Yes. And by the way, Chapman University, your school, great school, by the way, right? Believe this year their cost of attendance is $82,000 per year. So you're looking, most Americans don't 80, have, yeah, 82 times four. It's a lot of money. So I would say about half.
And how many people actually go to school for 4 years, or are they really, is it the 5 years now?
The average in, so the financial, there is a college planning dilemma, and it's three parts. One, it's 5.6 years to graduate, not four. That's the average.
5.6.
One third of all freshmen change major or drop out in the first year, picking the wrong school, wrong major, and it costs a ton of money. So it's a big, big problem for a lot of Americans, a huge stressor for families today. Kids are in high school and they're like, what are we going to do for college? They have no plan. The plan is you're going to community college and then we'll figure it out. But if they do it right and they strategize, you can go to some of these Ivy League type schools like a Princeton, like a Colgate, you know, NYU, these schools that cost $80,000+ a year. And if you're a good student, they will pay for you to go there, meaning they will give you gift aid, grant aid, money you don't pay back. it could cost 10 grand a year to go to some of these Ivy League schools. So most Americans completely do it backwards. They go to the schools that cost 25 grand a year. They get no aid, and then they do loans. So that is a huge problem for most Americans, a huge stressor.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy when you think about $80,000 to go to school, and if you structure it properly, it could cost you $10,000 or less.
If you potentially. If you get into the school and you can lower what's called the government uses a formula called the expected family contribution. That's a formula based on assets and income. There are ways where you can legally lower that down because you got to do it every year. And it's just like filing your taxes. Most Americans don't know this. And I have clients that graduate from college, several kids, they don't know this. You can also go back to the schools and you can negotiate a better aid package called financial renegotiation. Best I've done so far for a client was getting an additional $33,000 per year.
Not bad. $33,000 a year. Think of what can you do with $33,000 a year?
It's a lot of money for sending in a letter through the student portal. And most Americans don't know that they can do that.
So that's what, about $132,000 over a four-year, $165,000 over that five-year education that you're talking about? Think about that. In many parts of the country, that's a house.
Yeah, it's
just, right? It's you put 10% down. Heck, Orange County, California. I looked at this a little earlier today. $836,000 is the median home price in Orange County, California.
Oh, wow.
And if you can do, there are loan programs out there
for
5% down, 3.5% down. I think about that. So 5% down is, just for round numbers, can we just call that $40,000? So you can go out there and do that and every year. Well, maybe you can't do it every year, but it's close too, right? And if you're getting this kind of appreciation, now I shared with some friends earlier today. I'll share with you it right here because, you know, Chris Bissonette is always talking about financial literacy. So we need to know we need to have some knowledge. I have to act like I know what I'm talking about here, and I'm just a simple guy. So 61-year appreciation, Orange County, California, 5.34% annually. 5.34%. So think about that. 5.34%, not of the amount of your down payment, but it's the amount of the property. So we just talked about buying an $800,000 home, and we're putting $40,000 down. The property historically would appreciate by $40,000. So what is that? What is the return on cash on that one, Chris? $40,000 down, and we make $40,000. Pretty good number.
Yeah.
Right.
I would say so. And that example I gave you is just that was the renegotiation. So if you can get your EFC number down, you'll get money. Then you can go back to the school. And a lot of us were affected by COVID and other things. Then you can actually ask them for more money. And sometimes they'll give it to you. So again, most people don't know this.
So the bottom line there is no one can know everything. And okay, we started the broadcast off about the lack of financial literacy in our country. And, you know, I sent my kids out. Two went to private school, one went to public school. Everyone has their own reasons for why they do various things, right? And you look at the curriculums, and the schools are so busy teaching what they've got to teach that in my day, we had something called home economics.
I took home ec in grade school.
Right?
It was great. They need that for finance. Exactly.
Basically, we had to balance a checkbook. We had to figure out what a mortgage was. We had to pay utilities, right? We carried around that checkbook for the whole year for that class.
That's good.
Right? And you learn about these things. Financial literacy. Is anybody doing that now, Chris?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up. I do financial literacy teaching through the Irvine Chamber of Commerce in the Irvine School District. We teach eighth graders three different classes, mostly on investing and a little bit on financial literacy stuff. But there are some schools around the country now that high schools are requiring you to take a financial literacy course in order to graduate. So we are starting to see that because you could go to UCI, which is a great school, graduate with a finance degree, but don't know how to buy a house.
That's a shame. It's a shame that people are coming out of school that way. We're going to continue our conversation. How do we do these things Chris is talking about on the college financial aid? We're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Who's on your divorce team really does matter. We'll talk about that and more. You can reach me anytime, Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
If you are listening to this program, building personal wealth is a topic you're familiar with, and you probably understand that making money is about creating a high income from a high-paying job or running a business, while building wealth, on the other hand, is about creating a stock of value that goes up over time. You've also probably noticed lately that prices for fuel, groceries, and raw materials are skyrocketing, while your monthly income remains flat. Welcome to Inflation 101. One of the fastest-growing wealth-building strategies is utilizing your current assets with little or no risk, like the equity in your home. Realty Pro 100 has been helping people like you increase their net worth by $50,000 to $75,000 per year. Now's the time to put your money to work for you and beat inflation. Learn more and start building your wealth by contacting Realty Pro 100. Text MyWealthBuilder to 79564. Text MyWealthBuilder to 79564. Receive free information on how the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder program works and if it's the right wealth building strategy for you. License DRE 02059058.
Hey friends, do you dream of mortgage-free home ownership? Are you aware that even if you own your home free and clear, it could still be costing you thousands per year? The Siegel Lending Team can help you generate tax-free income, accumulate family wealth, and maintain ownership of your home. By simply emailing your most recent mortgage statement, you'll receive a no-obligation real estate plan. Learn more by calling 1-800-306-1990 or email me your recent mortgage statement to pear@ronsiegelradio.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at ronismylender.com. That's ronismylender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Better Outcomes segment today being brought to you by MyCDLP.com. MyCDLP.com. Who's on your divorce team? A professional divorce team has a range of team players, including the attorney, financial planner, accountant, appraiser, mediator, and yes, a divorce lending professional. Every team member has a significant role in ensuring the divorcing client is set to succeed post-decree. Diverse skills allow the divorce team to think about a specific problem in a different and often more strategic way. By looking at a problem from different angles and drawing on a wealth of experience and knowledge from all team members allows for innovative and creative solutions. Number one, divorce teams fill in the knowledge gap. The reality is that no one knows everything. Teams solve problems faster when they're more cognitively diverse. Number two, diverse teams fill in the perspective gap. Perspective is the capacity to view or think about a situation or problem wisely and reasonably. Number three, diverse teams fill in the experience gap. Experience mostly comes through time, but can also come from focused learning and specialization. Leadership is about getting things done with and through other people. When leaders commit to building a diverse team and utilizing each person's unique contribution, the overall team can experience more success in a shorter time frame, translating to a better outcome for the divorcing couple. The CDLP brings tremendous value to the divorce team during the settlement process because of their more substantial knowledge, perspective, and experience of the entire divorce process. In addition, their understanding of the intersection between family law, financial and tax planning, and real property and mortgage planning truly separates them from the other mortgage professionals in the industry. Certified divorce lending professionals have a completely different perspective when looking at a divorce settlement agreement and participating in the actual settlement or mediation process with the remainder of the professional divorce team. CDLPs don't look at the divorce settlement agreement and how it applies to the borrower's mortgage application. Instead, they have a much broader viewpoint and understanding of the process, a more profound and more substantial perspective of divorce's overall impact on the divorcing borrower. Quote, "Nothing matters more in winning than getting the right people on the field. All the clever strategies and advanced technologies in the world are nowhere near as effective without great people to put them to work," quote, unquote. You know who said that one? It was Jack Welch in his book, Winning. It's always essential to work with an experienced mortgage professional who specializes in working with divorcing clients. A certified divorce lending professional can help answer questions and provide excellent advice. And again, I don't give legal advice. We don't do that here on Ron Siegel Radio. We don't give financial advice. We don't do that on Ron Siegel Radio. But we do give away a lot of stuff. So if you are going through divorce, if you have real property, if you're contemplating divorce or know somebody in that unfortunate situation, got a free workbook, mydymworkbook.com. Mydymworkbook.com stands for Divorce Your Mortgage. Or you can go to mydymworkbook.com. Text my DYM workbook to 79564. Whole workbook on dealing with your finance, your real property in a divorce scenario. That is the Better Outcome segment brought to you by mycdlp.com. Talking about financial literacy, two other things that we're going to give away, and then we're going to talk about more with Chris Bissonnette about college financial planning. So if you do not have a 700 FICO score, and I'm not talking about a FICO score. We are talking FICO here. Come up with a new little workbook or booklet, 7 steps to a 700 credit score, 7 steps to a 700 credit score. All you have to do is text RSR credit book to 79564, RSR credit book to 79564. And again, those people that have had some sort of financial challenge, like we did here about earlier in the week, T-Mobile getting that hack, and they say they really don't know how it happened. So we've got an identity theft book. Text RSR ID theft book to 79564. RSR ID theft book to 79564. Just tell us your name and where to send it. We'll send you the booklets to you. Absolutely no charge, just because you are a listener of Ron Siegel Radio and Go Country 105. So I continue our conversation. Chris Bissonnette is in the house. We are chatting about college financial planning. And Chris, you've been on with us before right here on Go Country. And we've talked a little bit about the FAFSA form. What FAFSA? I don't like what acronym is.
Yeah. The FAFSA, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. That's what FAFSA stands for.
And what percentage of people are filling it? Who should fill that out and how many do?
100% of the people going to college should fill it out, even if you make $10 million a year or more. So that's a big misconception because some schools tie their merit aid, meaning aid based on your grades, to the FAFSA. Some schools tie it. So everybody should complete it. Only 70% of Americans complete the FAFSA annually that have kids or are kids going to college. Now, they don't understand it or they don't think they'll qualify.
And now of the 70% that complete it, what percent complete it correctly?
I hear that 90% of FAFSAs have mistakes or irregularities. People do hire me to complete the FAFSA after they've submitted it. And so we have to go in there and amend it.
So 90% of 70%, isn't that like about 10%?
Yeah, a very low number done correctly. When I review it with people, they're answering the questions wrong. They're putting the wrong numbers.
Some of the questions are pretty misleading as far, not really misleading, but they're
very vague.
They're vague.
You don't understand. It's just you're putting the wrong answers. It's 130 questions, and this is the largest expense of people's lives. They should, you know, work with someone at least on the first one to do it correctly, so they can maximize their financial aid. And financial aid is grants, gifts, scholarships, work study, and student loans.
Yeah, there's a, to me, when you think about doing this, when you're talking about spending the kind of money you're spending on college, what is, not the freebies, I mean, because I don't want you to talk about the freebies because you probably get what you pay for, but from a, you know, what is a moderately or a, one of the lower priced schools before you get involved in the aid? What is a lower cost?
I'll just give you some what the costs here in Southern California. Cal State Long Beach cost of attendance about $24,000. Cal State Fullerton about $29,000. UCI is $38,000. USC, $80,000. Chapman, $80,000. So the private schools are all about $80,000. And then, you know, UC schools, you're going to get them around $34,000 to $38,000. State schools, high 20s. The state schools have no money, so the poor people apply to the state school, get nothing, do loans. The more people with money apply to the private schools that are 80 grand, and they still qualify for financial aid. You can make $300,000 a year and still qualify for need-based aid at some of these colleges. People don't know this.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, that just fascinates me. So your company basically goes and does an analysis of how to structure your financial situation, your household financial situation. And then you also will help with filling out the FAFSA form?
Yes, I work with a company that we will analyze their EFC, expected family contribution, some situations lower it. And I also partner with a company who files the FAFSA and the CSS profile, another type of FAFSA for private schools. They'll file that annually, very similar to a white glove concierge service like filing your taxes.
Great information. If you want to talk to Chris Bissonnette, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch with Chris and his team and maybe save you, I don't know, $80,000 on going to a great school like Chapman University. Just a thought. I mean, maybe you don't want to save that kind of money. There's some people that say to me, Ron, I don't qualify. And I say, okay, well, do you know that for sure? Chris has showed me examples of people earning over, you know, millions of dollars a year that he's been able to assist. Maybe you're in that situation. I don't know, but maybe it's worth a consultation. What's consultations cost, Chris?
I do a complimentary 10-minute Zoom meeting for anybody who reaches out to me.
Complimentary, right? We like that. So I'm going to gift you a conversation with Chris Bissonnette. I don't know if that's a good gift or a bad gift, but we're going to gift it to you anyway. And as always, we ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Josh, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.